Massachusetts Senator John Kerry has criticized President Bush's handling of the war in Iraq, saying it may take new leadership in the White House before the United States can win broader support for the effort. The Democratic presidential candidate is in the middle of a three-day campaign swing through Florida, NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Part of Kerry's plan for improving the situation in Iraq is removing what he calls the Made in America label from the occupation, so U.S. troops don't bear the bulk of the risk and U.S. taxpayers don't bear the brunt of the cost. Kerry accused the Bush administration of poisoning the well with what he calls its unilateral foreign policy. Speaking on NBC yesterday, Kerry said that approach is what's keeping other countries from playing a larger role in Iraq.
It may well be that we need a new president, a breath of fresh air, to reestablish credibility with the rest of the world so that we can have a believable administration as to how we proceed.
Kerry complains that President Bush even misled members of his own administration about plans for war in Iraq. That's a reference to a book by Bob Woodward due out this week. Woodward told 60 Minutes Mike Wallace last night that Secretary of State Colin Powell was kept in the dark about the war until the decision was made, and until after Saudi Arabia's ambassador was already informed.
The president said, "It looks like war. I'm going to have to do this." And then Powell says to him, somewhat in a chilly way, "Are you aware of the consequences?"
You describe Powell as semi-despondent.
Because he knew that this was a war that might have been avoided.
John Kerry said yesterday, America, quote, deserves a president who understands. We don't go to war because we want to. We go to war because we have to. After his television interview, Kerry traveled to a Methodist church in Miami where he attended Sunday services. Many in the half-full pews stood and applauded when Kerry was introduced. His promise to create some 10 million jobs nationwide is welcome in this county, where the unemployment rate is higher than the national average.
Those who say that our economy is getting stronger and stronger by the day, they're not standing on the shuttered streets where factories have closed in Florida and 63,000 manufacturing jobs have been lost here in the last 3 years.
Later, Kerry spoke to several thousand students at the University of Miami, where he said the costs of college tuition, health care, and gasoline are all rising faster than American workers' wages.
I want to ask you a question. What do you think would happen if George Bush showed up on The Apprentice with Donald Trump? What words would you hear?
The raucous crowd answered on cue, "You're fired." Kerry said if the president gets that message in November, the students will have a better chance of one day hearing the phrase, "You're hired." Junior economics major Aaron Carter was sold. He joined a throng on stage as Kerry shook hands and signed autographs.
I really like what he was talking about, the economic policies, trying to unite back with the UN. The last stuff he said was really good, no more lies. I'm really looking forward to the election in November.
Kerry urged all of the students to set aside their cynicism and get involved, reminding them that the last presidential contest was decided in Florida by a mere 537 votes. With that in mind, Kerry himself will keep campaigning here for the next 2 days. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Palm Beach, Florida.